Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi Daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Perek Bakal Ma'arvin, and we are up to a little story we just spoke about. We're talking about Erev Chatzeros and what you could use for Erev Chatzeros. So what about Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? What about Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? No, it has to be in Yerushalayim. It has to be in a place where you can eat it. We spoke about a katan, a child. Shmuel says that a 9 or 10 year old can be used. Right after all, the Gemara says in Gittin, Dafnuntes, Mekhan Mekahu Memkaran Memkar Bimitaltalin. For a Pu'utos, which is 9, 10 years old, if they're sharp enough, so then they could do transactions, and the Kenyan Shvisa, sending an Erev Tchum, is like a transaction, and therefore, they could accomplish that. The Gemara said, Erev Chatzeros might be even less, cause it's, Dover Dimimela. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Mipnei, right in the middle of Chaf Alhamah Beis. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Mipnei Ma Ma'arvin B'Chatzeros. Why do you do Erev Chatzeros? This is not asking what we think it's asking. What do you do Erev Chatzeros for? We know the din of Erev Chatzeros because if you have a jointly owned area, Chazal were nervous that it could be confused with Erev Shasarabim, and therefore you have to put an Erev Chatzeros. This is not, that's not the question the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, according to the Mefarshim, why do you have to put an Erev Chatzeros if you already did a Shituf Mavaos? Right? You already were Meshatev the larger area. All the mavuis got together and put wine in a place. We'll see later on about how do you do a shita mavos. So if you already did a shita mavos in the larger area, so why do you have to still do an erev chatzeros in the smaller area? Mipnei darkei shalom. Because of darkei shalom, to keep the peace. To keep the peace. What does it mean? What does darkei shalom mean? Explains the Karbaneida. Shkedei sheyavou ledaber zimzif. I have to like make an erev with you, so I have to go. I have to put food in your house. We start talking. So we're going to become friendly. Kedei sheyavou ledaber zimzif. Gam sha'al yidei kein yechshavu shekulam kish echad heim chashuvin. But really it's kedei ledaber zimzif, right? We want people to be able to connect with each other. Darkei shalom, right? Darkei shalom usually is to prevent the negative. Here it's to bring out a positive, to go above and beyond. One of the Mefarshim, I think on Pirkei Avos, points out, I think Rav Bunim in his commentary talks, points out that we know by an Ir Miklat, the Chazal tell us that there are signs that direct towards the Ir Miklat. But interesting, there are no signs put up directing to the Beis HaMikdash. When people are Ola Regel, right, they don't have ways, how are they going to know which way to go? They're going to have to ask. And we want them to ask because we want the camaraderie. We want the connection, right? Just like here, Darkei Shalom, we want people to connect to each other. Unlike near Miklat, somebody's running away from the Gol Adam. You just want to get there as quickly as possible. So that's why there are signs for the Ari Miklat. Maisa Bishachas, Shoisa Devuva Lachaverta. There was a woman that was not so liked, to her friend. Devuva. Some kind of Devuva says the Karban Eda. Sinua. Sinua. She was hated. Venire Shesipru Lashon Hara Aleha. Somebody spoke Lashon Hara about her. So, devuva lechavarzeh, v'shalcha eruv lechavi bra. And what'd she do? She sent an eruv with her son to go to this woman. And what'd the woman do? Naste, she took it, v'gafafte v'nashakti, and she gave the kid a hug and a kiss and treated him like her own son. Asa v'ka'am arkumi imei, and he came back to her mother what this other woman did. Amr, she said, hachan havis rachmali. She loves me so much, love yada, I didn't even know. Mitokach asu shalom. Through that, they made shalom. So you see, that's what what an Erev could do. Hadu d'chsiv, and this is what is referred to in Mishlei, d'racha d'rachei Noam, v'chol nesivoseha shalom. D'racha d'rachei Noam, the ways of the Torah are sweet, and this is the ways of the dinim d'rabbanon are sweet. The Rabbanon want to bring out darkei shalom. Again, many halachas. The Gemara already has halachas that are based on d'racha d'rachei Noam. Remember the Mesorah, what a hadas is. It can't be something with thorns because that would not be Zerachah Darche Noam. But the Rishonim used Zerachah Darche Noam. We mentioned this, many places. The first Tosfos in, first Daf in Yevamis, Zerachah Darche Noam, that a woman who is a, who at the moment that her husband died, there is no Zika Leibam. We're not going to say it's Choser Veneir afterwards because of Zerachah Darche Noam, Rabbeinu Bachai himself says that the 7 krovim of a Kohen, we mentioned this in the last year, that a Kohen is mechuyev to be metami for. How could a Kohen do it? He's not supposed to be metami lamesim. Zerachah d'rachei Noam, to go to the parents and the family's levaya. That's the sefer hachinuch. The Rabbeinu Bachai says in Shmini that Zerachah d'rachei Noam, that a snake is not one of the Shmona Shratzim. You would think a snake is the source of all Tumah. We don't want anybody to think twice about killing a snake. It might make you tummy. No, it's not even going to make you tummy. The largest discussion of this, in terms of the message of the Pasuk is the beginning of Parsha Shoftim and Rabbeinu Bachai. We know Rabbeinu Bachai, every Parsha starts off with a Pasuk in Mishlei, and then talks about it, and then after a page and a half says, and this is exactly what the Torah means, and then goes right into the first Pasuk of the Parsha. So in Shoftim, that's where he talks about Derecha Adachei Noam. Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom Hodienu BePasuk Zeh. Shlomo HaMelech, let us know. Ki Yesod HaTorah VeIkara Shalom. The Yesod of the whole Torah. V'chein matzinu ikar briyaso shel olam shu ha-shalom. The ikar briya is of the source. L'kach d'arshu chazal kol ma'is ha-breishas b'kamasa nivru b'dayta nivru b'tzivyona nivru. V'chot tzva'am. Yaduak yashamayim nivru t'chila v'nikru shamayim l'vishayim eish umayim. It's fire and water. V'nei heim shnei hefachim lo yitachin zivugam b'hitchabrusam ki im al yedei ha-shalom. And that's osa shalom bimromav. Osa shalom. And that's kol mitzvasa shel Torah hein shalom laguf v'lanefesh. Shalom laguf, because if we do mitzvahs, Hashem is going to give us reward in this world. And shalom lanefesh ki misad kima mitzvahs tashuv hanefesh tahora lisharsha. And he continues talking about shalom, and then he quotes in the continuation umab makam shein eva v'tachra srichem shalom, in a place like in heaven where there is no a contest and hatred, you need shalom. Osa shalom b'mromav, b'makam sheish eva v'tachros lo kol shekein. V'inyan ki loshan osa shalom b'mromav, hu kol ol shalom ha-shamayim ba'atzmam, ha-nivramam, hu yusadim eishu mayim, b'kol ol gamken ha-malachim, she-bimromav. V'chulu, shalom is the kiyam ha-olam, and then it goes into right, shoftim v'shotrim. So again, this is osa shalom, and this is darkei shalom, as is mentioned here, Erev Chatzeros brings everybody together and creates camaraderie amongst the Jewish people. We continue now. So the Mishnah says that if you send your Erev in the hands of Chereshot of the Katan, it's not a good Erev. But if somebody's going to be Mekabalit, then it is a good Erev. So Gemara says, wait, I'm Rebbe Lazar, but Sarach Lamodimo. You can't just say, okay, someone's going to be Mekabalit and trust that. You have to stand and watch and see that the person's Mekabalit. That's the only way it's going to work. You can't just trust that it's going to happen. You have to be there, right? The carbon aida. The yiresh molicha eruv liad misha amala kabloi menu. You have to see. Who knows lemi menu? Right? I get today. Could you trust that after he gets, he's going to give you a phone call? Maybe. Maybe it's not a din of re'i, it's a din of just knowing. So he asked the Gemara. Taman, over there in the Maestris, in the mission Maestris, we say, let's say, could you trust that somebody was Torim for you? Chumas and Maestris? So, says the Gemara, Taman, Amar Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Avun, Ba'omer, L'chaveir, Hani Ma'aser, Al Yadcha, in a Tzorach Lamadimo, if somebody comes over to you and says, I'll take off Chumas and Ma'asers for you, good, I want to do you a favor, then you don't have to watch, because you assume that he did it. On the bottom of Karban Eda, Chazaka, Shliach, Asa, Shlichuso. Right? The Bavli also talks about this, right? You can assume that he did it. So the Mishnah Ma'aser says, if somebody says, I'm going to be Ma'aser for you, you can trust him, V'achadam, Rahachan, and here you can't. Here it says you have to be watching. So what's the difference? So two answers given in the Gemara. The first one might seem obvious. Amar Chiya Bar Ada Kamagado Kamakantan. Here we're talking about a kantan, meaning fundamentally you could say Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. That's fundamentally, and that's why the Mishnah in Maestris says that you could trust. Right when the person says I'm going to be Maaser for you, you could trust that it was done. But here we're talking about a kantan. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chinana v'afilu tamer kan v'kan v'gadol. Even if you want to say they're both talking about a gadol, what does that mean? Meaning our mission is about a katan, but we're saying even if it would be a gadol, you'd have the same problem. Even if it would be a gadol, right? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, lav mishum deshalach ayde katan to b'shliach gadol nami tzarach la'amodimo. Maybe he has to stand there and watch even by shliach gadol, but there's still a difference. Why? Skip the next three words. Taman ba'omer lo. The question is, who was the initiator. Taman ba'omer lo. You know why Maestris it works? Because he came over and said, I'll do it for you. Hariani ma'aser al yadcha. Shino tzorach la'amodimo. If the person volunteers and he initiates, then you can assume he did it. Then chazaka shliach osa shlichuso only if the other person initiated. From hacha here, ba'omer lo arev al yadi. Here it's, could you please put this erev down for me? So there, even a gadol, according to this day in the Gemara, you don't say chazaka shliach osa shlichuso except by a initiated shliach. A shliach that initiates. Good. So that's the chiluk, not gadol and katan, but who started. The Gemara continues and says, how the yalfa menahi, yahi yalfa menada, And therefore, there's no fundamental difference between the two cases. And you could apply the same rules, as we're about to. Oh, you can learn our case from that case. Flipping the girsa. Ani ma'ariv al yadcha. If somebody comes in our case and says, here, I'll set the eruv for you. You don't have to be omed there. Because if he initiated, then we can trust that he did it. But the other way also, Shim Amar Lo, Aser Al Yadi, over there, if I would go over to a shliach and say, could you please take off Shubas and Maestros for me, then I cannot. Then I have to be there because he did initiate, I initiated. So the Gemara here has two deis, the Yerushalmi here has two deis about Chazaka Shliach Chazaka Shlichuso. Either you say it, that's the first deya, but you don't say it by a katan, or you don't say it unless there was a initiation by the shliach. If you look in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, the Bavli has the shita of Rav Nachman. The shita of Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes says, like the first day, Rav Sheshes holds there, you always say Chazak Shliach Chazak Shlichuso. But Rav Nachman has the chilek, Da'araisa D'Rabanan. Rav Nachman says, by Dinim Da'araisa, you do not say, Ein Chazak Shliach Chazak Shlichuso. You cannot assume that it was done. If it's a Din Da'araisa. But Bishal Sofrim, Chazak Shliach Chazak Shlichuso, by Dinim D'Rabanan, you can. Right, and that's the chilek Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Tosfos here discusses who do we paskin like Rav Shimshon mi Polira posik Rav Sheshes to Bahag posik Alachak Rav Nachman Medini Alachak Rav Sheshes be Isurei Rabbeinu Tam Nira Alachak Rav Nachman. That there's a chilek between Daraisa and Darabanan, and the Rambam seems to have that chilek be Daraisa Darabanan. If you look at the Rambam and Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam and Hilchos Trumos in Perek Dalid Halacha Vav, the Rambam says Homer L'Shlucha. Say vitromly. If somebody says, go be Torim for me, v'halach v'litrom, v'eina yodea im tarim v'im lo tarim. I don't know if he did it or not. Uba matza kiryo tarum. And I go and I see my field has, there's been truma taken off. Ein chazkas lo tarim. You don't assume that he, the shliach, did it. Meaning if somebody else did it, it's no good. Because you don't say, you can't be, take off truma for somebody else without their knowledge. Without their tzivui. So you don't, just because he told them, and it was tarim, you don't say that. Shein omer be isurin. So you see, by the truma, he holds that it is not acceptable. And if you look in Erevin, if you look in Erevin, in Vav Chav Beis, if you look at Erevin, the Rambam here, Paskins, in Vav Chav Beis, that so, if you want to send the shliach there, sham harshus biyado, you can send the shliach there. Ukshu meshalcho, ena meshalcho biyad chershad v'katan, v'lo biyad bishenim od mitzvah seir. You can't send it. You have to send it through a gadol, a bardas. Vim shalach, eno erev, if you send it with a chershad v'katan. But vim shalcho biyad echad me'elu hapsulam l'holichol adam kasher, k'deshe yolicho akasher v'yadicho v'akam erev, harizek kasher. Or you can give it to someone else. Avila shalcho ala kof o ala peel. Even if you send it on a elephant or on a monkey, as long as you know somebody else is going to get it. Fuhu, but in that case, you have to know it got there. Fushi omed me racho gachira ze hapsol, hapasol. O abehema shiigiu etzel akasher, sharmal al hochaz eiruv. Vachin rabin vachulu. So the Rambam seems to say there that it would work. You would say by if it's a gadol, you would say shlei chazer shlechuso. Why would you say there and not over there? The Rambam just says in you wouldn't say it. Lachora, Daraisa, Darabanan. But the Rambam also paskins. In Hilchos Maisris that volunteering is also okay. Volunteering. See, paskins like that chilik of Rav Nachman, but he also says that volunteering would be okay. That's in Hilchos Maisris. If you look in the first parak of Hilchos Maisris, in parak Aleph, the Rambam says that would work as well. See, paskins a little bit like both. Homer lechaveru harini maser al yadecha ve'inotzorach lamorimo. If somebody says, I'll be master for you, he doesn't have to be there at Shira im Yaser on Lo Yaser. Vimamar Hula Khaver I'll say Oyadai, Ayaditzrach Lamanimo. So again, the Rambam Paskin is like this chilik, the second day here. The Rambam Paskin is like Rav Nachman of the Bavli, and like this second day here, it depends who did it. 2 points about Chazaka Shlechos Shlechuso. So what the Gemara seems, let's say Rav Nachman, Darais is Drabanan. So the Shaila is when one gives makes a Rav, a Shliach, to be able to sell the chametz, could you assume that the rav did his job? So if you don't sell chametz gamor, maybe it's only tyroves and drabanan, okay. But let's say many people sell chametz gamor. So if you sell chametz gamor, so then how could you rely right? Shliach Chozer, how do you say Shliach Chozer Shlichuso in that case? So some say, well, after Bittol, he's going to be Mevatalit, so it's only Durabanan, or maybe a Rav is like a Bezdin, but the Shach says, if you pay him, then he's more than a Shliach, he becomes a Poel. And that's what Rav Sternbach says, the minog of giving money to a Rav when you appoint him to sell the chametz. He says there's halachic basis for that. Halachic basis for that in Simon Reish Yud Ches. So he quotes this in Chuvas Hanagas, Chelik Beis, in Reish Yud Ches. Roy Dafka L'Shalim L'Rav B'Mechiras Chametz. V'Visi Yisod Medina Sharav Einu El Shliach. V'Somchan Alav Sheshlei Chodesh L'Chuso. V'Tamua Chazaka Zoslal Moa B'Daraisa K'mevur Be'erivin. V'Kamlik Rav Nachman U'Mechiras Chametz Daraisa G'mor B'Seder Rav Hagarashaz. The afshem in a Torah maspik bebitol lo miskamer levato mashem mocher v'yalkein im lo chala mechira over min a Torah alkein mishalim l'rav schar va'oz hu poel va'adif mishaliach u'moel bepoel gam lida oraisa v'imkei midina roi l'shalim l'rav dafka she'oz hu begeder poel u'muter lismoch alav. In that case, that's one chazaka shliach chozer shlichuso. The other issue regarding chazaka shliach chozer shlichuso. Gets kasha on Rav Sheshes. The Gemara Nazir says that if a man tells another man, marry a wife for me. Go marry a wife for me. Go anybody. Find a nice girl. And then you hear that the shliach died. The Gemara says, Asur b'chol nashim sheba olam. He cannot marry anyone in the world because everybody in the world might be a sister of the person that the guy married for him. And even if they don't have a sister, lo plug. Right? See, he's stuck. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso in that case. So some say maybe that's the pshat of BK's love and lakar as a call. Maral Diskin says, love and wanted to be yoker everything. Where do we see from the Haggadah? Where do we see that he wanted to be yoker everything? So, Besuel and Lavan, they wanted to poison Eliezer. Man, the Medrash says that he flipped the cups. Why do you want to poison Eliezer? Because if Eliezer dies, then Yitzchak cannot marry nobody. And if Yitzchak married nobody, that's the end of the Jewish people. BK's love and lakar as a call. Because he was the shliach, Avram said, go find a woman. Go find a woman to marry for Yitzchak. So if he would have died, it would have been trouble. Okay, a little bit about Chazaka Shliach Chozer Shlichuso. We continue in our next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. So now we're getting into the halacha of proximity. The Eruv has to be gettable and edible when Shabbos starts. Remember, that's the important moment for Kinyan Shvisa at Bein HaShemash, just when Shabbos starts. Even if something happens to the Eruv, let's say I put the food there, it's there when Shabbos started, but 2 hours into Shabbos it got eaten up, it's okay. The Kinyan Shvisa moment is at that moment. So, what happens if I put it in a place where I'm not allowed to get? So, Nasdu be Ilan Lamala Me'asar HaTvachim Eino Eruv. If I put the Eruv in a tree higher than 10 Tvachim, it's not an Eruv. We'll see. The Maskana of the Gemara is that it's a Rishus HaYachid. The tree is very thick. It's 4 Tvachim wide, 10 Tvachim tall. So, therefore, the Eruv is in a Rishus HaYachid. I have Kavanah for a Makam Shvisa on the ground. So, to take my Eruv to the ground is Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRavim. So, the Asa Darmaisa, say Eino Eruv. Lamatami Me'asar HaTvachim is an Eruv, but if it's in the tree, but it's less than 10 tefachim, is a good Eruv. Why? Why is it a good Eruv? Explains the Pnei Moshe. Because to get the Eruv is going to involve one or maybe even two Durabanans. But the rule is, Rebbe says in the Bavli, called Dover Shehu Mishem Shvus, Lo Gazo LeBein HaShemashos. Yisurei Durabanan are not Asur Mishem BeBein HaShemashos. So Yisurei Durabanan, like Amir La'akum. So here, if it's under 10 tefachim, so what is it? It's a Karmelis. So from a Karmelis to the Rishus HaRavim, that's a Durabanan. What about using the tree? Hishtamshus B'ilon is also an Issa Durabanan. It's a Durabanan. So it's one Durabanan, two Durabanans. Either way, it's Durabanans. And during Ben HaShemashos, technically you can violate a Durabanan. So it's considered Hu Ve'eruvo B'makam Echad. It would be allowed, and therefore, under 10 Tfachim is not a problem. Nasnu Babor, Afilu Amok Mea Amma Reza Erev. If you put it all the way in a pit deep, 100 Ammas down, it's still an Eruv. We'll see the Gemara is going to say. That's a, where you said, I want my Makam Shvisa to be at the bottom of the pit. That's why it's okay. Nasnu Barosh HaKana Barosh HaKundis. If you put the Eruv on a top of a reed or a pole, Kozmanshu Talish V'Noetz, if it's detached, it's just stuck in, but it's detached, Afilu Gavam Mea Amma Reza Erev. That's going to be a good Eruv. The Gemara will talk about why. Nasnu B'Migdol V'Noel B'Fanav. What happens if you put it in a box, in a closet, and you lock the closet and you lost the key? The oven mafteach, I raised the Eruv, so I lost the key, so it's still a good Eruv. Why is it a good Eruv? We'll have to see. Rabbi Yezer Omer, imen yodu hasha mafteach mimkomo in an Eruv. If you have no idea that the key is in its spot, an Eruv, right? It's not an Eruv. That's not, Tanakama says it is. Rabbi Yezer says it is not. Okay, we'll have to see about that case. The Rashba here, Daf Lamed Dalid in the Bavli, It says if you're medayik in the language of the Mishnah, it doesn't say, Rabbi Elazar doesn't say if you don't know where the key is. It says if you don't know if the key is in its spot. Meaning, if you totally lost the key, that's where it's Eino Erev. But what if you know you put the key in its spot, but you just forgot where the spot is? But eventually you remember it. That will be okay. That will be okay. It's just that if you have no idea, Ein Yodua Shemavtiach Bimkomo. If the Mateach is Bimkomo, but you just don't know where that Makom is, so then that would still be okay. Period. Interesting, Mafteach comes up here. There's a nice Rashi Tevis that the Torah quotes. Right? Remember, many are familiar with the Gemara in the Bavli at the beginning of Tainus, where the Gemara says that there were three keys that Hashem did not give to anybody. Gimel Maftechos Biyado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nimsu Biyad Shliach. Ve'elohein, Mafteach Shel Geshamim, rain, Mafteach Shel Chaya, birth, Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMesim. Those are the three that are given in the first Rabbi Yochanan, the first day of the Gemara. Again, rain, Tchias HaMesim, and giving birth. And then the Gemara has a pasuk for each one, that it's from Hashem Dafka. Then the Gemara adds on one more, and that is Parnasa. If you look in the tour in Simin Kufyud Ches, if you look in the tour in Simin, the Simin about Kufyud Dalin, the Simin about the Saint Talamatar, so the tour quotes that the number of words in this bracha is 51. Keneged, you have to figure out which one we're talking about. Like the Svaradim, he added in a lot of words to the Baruch Aleinu. But 51, Kaminyan, like the number of words in the four Psukim that this Pasuk is based on. The four Psukim that have to do with Mafteach. Kishamim, Parnasa, Tchias HaMesim, and Chaya. And he says, Simanam, Mafteach. Mafteach itself is the Rashi Tevis of Matar, Parnasa, Tchias HaMesim, and Chaya. That's the Rashi Tevis given by the Torah. To remember which four are the ones that Hashem didn't give over the Mafteach. It's the Rashi Tevis Mafteach. Good. And then he talks about the connection between Tchias HaMesim and rain, but we had Mafteach here in our Mishnah, and that word is mentioned there in the Torah. We continue. Not to be along the Malam Yasar Tvachim Eino Erev. So the Mishnah had said, if you put it above 10 Tvachim, it's not a good Erev. Lamadim Yasar Tvachim Ereza Erev. Under 10 Tvachim, it is a good Erev. Va'as L'taltalo. But the Brisa says, but you can't touch it. You can't be metaltalit. So let's talk about why that is. Lamadim Yishlosha Mutter. But if it's less than, if you put it on a tree stump, less than 3 Tvachim, that's Mutter. That's not called a tree. That's lava. That's as if it's on the ground. The Kasha. Ask the Gemara on the middle case. What's the middle case? If you put the Erev less than on a tree less than 10 tfachim. So Vakasha, im Eruva Erev Yemotel Tatval. If you're telling me the Erev is good, so why can't you move it? Vim Aslo Tatvalo Yeruva Erev. You're telling me it's a good Erev, but you can't get it out of the tree? Aslo Tatvalo? So why is it a good Erev? Gemara says, Roy Hu Labra La Shvus Valachal, as we explained to the Mishnah. Because you could violate the Shvus. You could violate the Issur Rabbanan. At Bein HaShmasos, you're allowed to violate Issur Rabbanan. That's why it's called, Yehu Veruva B'Makom Echad. And that's why it's good enough. Umeyata filam al miyasar. So what about above 10? Right. The question is, isn't that also an issur d'rabbanan? Answer the Gemara, no. No, above 10 case is a case of an issur d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel tipater shaisa korasso arba. We're talking about a tree stump, trunk. The korah of the tree, the thickness of the tree is 4 tefachim wide. So it's 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. So it's in Rosh Hashayachid. It's in Rosh Hashayachid. That's why it's an Isidaraisa to get the Erev down in that spot, and that's why it would not be allowed. Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana notes the fact that it's Isidaraisa is only in the following two cases. It's only a problem if it's a put in a tree above 10 tefachim, if the tree is surrounded by Rosh Hashanah on all four sides. And therefore, to get it from on top of the tree, which is a Rosh Hashayachid, to the bottom is Rosh Hashanah, there's no way to solve that. Meaning, if there was one side of the tree that was a Carmelis, then it would be a good Erev. Because you can get it down from that side, only violated Durabanan, and a Durabanan, B'shas Ben Hashmashas, is allowed. And also, Ba'omer Shvisaso Tachtov. And also, the only problematic case is where my Erev is up in the tree, but I want my Shvisa, my Makom Shvisa, to be on the ground. So that's where getting it out of the tree is a problem. But let's say I say, my Makom Shvisa is going to be in the tree. Then that will be okay. I climbing the tree, that's an Issur Durabanan. Again, once we get it down to a Durabanan, it wouldn't be a problem. So that's what the Rabbi Mana adds. The only time when it's a problem above 10 Tvachim is when you have Kavana to have your Shvisa on the ground and it's surrounded by Rishis Rabim on all sides. If any one of those is not true, then it would be a good Erev because you could be able to violate the Isser Drabanan during Ben Hashmashas. Tidi, says the Brisa, is the Tosefta, Nasnu Bakalkala, what if you didn't put it in the tree, you put it on a basket hanging from a branch in the tree? Nasnu Bakalkala, you put the Erev in a basket that's hanging on the tree, the Tlo Be'ilan, and it's hanging from the tree, so Lamala Me'asara Tvachim. If it's above 10 Tvachim, we're going to go with the Girsa of the Karbana Eda and the others, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Eruvo Erev, skip the word Eno. If the basket is above 10 Tvachim, it's a good Erev, the Asur Lataltilo, but you can't get it down. It's a good Erev, it's above 10 Tvachim, you can't get it down. We're going to explain this whole thing. Lamadim Asur Tvachim, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, Eruvo Erev, Umutu Lataltilo. If it's less than 10 Tvachim, then it's an Erev, and you can take it down, Mutu Lataltilo. And we skip the next three words. So what did the Brisa say? According to the Girsa that we read, if you put it in a basket, you could always, it's definitely an Erev. It's definitely Eruva Erev. If it's above 10 Tvachim, you cannot take it down. If it's lower than 10 Tvachim, you can't take it down. Say, ask the Gemara, Vakasha. Similar to what we just asked on the bottom of Amud Aleph. In me ruvo Erev ye mutal taltalo. In maslo taltalo ye ruvo Erev. So which is it? You can't, if it's a good Erev, that means it's mutal be metaltal. If you're telling me it's also to be metaltal, then it shouldn't be a good Erev. Rav Acha, b'shem Rav Chinina, royu lahofcha ulevatal rishas yachid shiba. The case is where, okay, it's a rishus hayachid, the basket is wide. The way Rav Chaim Kanievsky describes it is, it's only rishus hayachid, including the width of the basket. The tree is not four tefachim wide by itself, it's only with the width of the basket. But if you would twist the basket, if you would bend the basket down, you will have undone the rishus hayachid. So during Bein Hashmashas, this is not a problem. Why? Because during Bein Hashmashas, if you would turn the basket, it would undo the rishus hayachid. And most of it will be a drabanan to take it down. And that's why it will be okay. That's if it is, even though it's usher to do it, mi drabanan, right? Because now it's a rishus hayachid. So you could remove the status of rishus hayachid, but let's say you did it. But because theoretically you could have undone the rishus hayachid status during Ben Hashmashas, so that's why eruvo eruv. But lamaisa on Shabbos, you can't take the eruv down because it's an issa drabanan to do that. Right now it's sitting in rishus hayachid. So roi hula hofcho levata rishus hayachid shabbat. That's what you could do. And Amrav Yosa, Hadam Rav Yosa says the same thing would apply in the following case. Right? Not just a basket hanging, but a bench. Safsal Shunasam Birchas Arabim, Gavo Asar Rachav Arba. If you have a bench in the street, 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide. So the bench itself is Rishus HaYachid. Mikivan, and what if the Erev is on the bench? So Mikivan, Shurai Lahofcha Levato, Rishus HaYachid Shabo, same kind of thing. Because at you're able to turn the bench on its side. If you can turn the bench on its side, you've undone the Rishus HaYachid status, and therefore there's no, at most a Durabanan to get it. So Hadam Rosh Eruvo Eruv, period. We put a period there. So if you see Eruvo Eruv in that case, so whether it's above or below 10 Tvachim, Eruvo Eruv, if it's above 10 Tvachim, it says, Us L'Tatzlo, because at the moment it's a Rishus HaYachid. But you could have undone the Rishus HaYachid status during Ben Hashmashas, and therefore it would be okay. Good. Mutal Taltalo, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's as if it's an Amar Mar. We said when it's under, if you put a basket hanging on a tree and it's under 10 Tvachim, you could be Metalta, you could take the Erev. One second. Now we're getting into, we discussed this back in Masechta Shabbos, Ilan. There's an Issur Drabanan to use a tree on Shabbos. What about Stud de Ilan? Something that is one step removed from the tree. Right, not the tree itself, but there's a basket hanging on the tree branch. So the basket is called stud de Elon. Am I allowed to use stud de Elon? Put something in and take something out? So this Brisa sounds like, yes, mutter. Because it says, if the tree is hanging under 10 Tvachim, mutter letaltel. You could take the Erev out of it. So you see from here that stud de Elon is mutter. We don't pasken this way. We'll get to that. But stud de Elon is mutter. But one second. But tamantan, you know, we learned in a Mishnah in Sukkah, that seems to say stud the ilan is aser. Shtayim b'yadi de adam v'achas b'ilan, or shtayim b'ilan v'achas b'adam. We assume the Mishnah means at this stage where you have schach, two of the sides of the schach are supported by poles, but one of the sides or two of the sides of the schach is supported by the tree. Right? You put indentations in the tree and you put the schach in there. So Gemara says k'shera, it's kosher. There are really midaraisa. There's no rule about what the funos are. Vein olam abiyantif, you can't go in it on yantif. Why? Because we're nervous that you might come to, the Mefarshim explained, you might come to hang things on the schach, and the schach is stade ilan. And therefore, we don't want you to do that. So what do you see from here? Stade ilan is aser. You can't hang things on the schach. The schach is one step removed. The schach is like the basket on the tree. So ask the Gemara, why over here do we say, the Brisa says if it's under 10 tefachim, you could put the get the eruv out of the basket. That means stada ilan is mutter. But here it's stada ilan is aser, the Mishnah in Sukkah. V'achat amar eruvo eruv umutter l'taltalo. So which is it? Answer, amar b'yirmiya kam l'mal an kam inatzad. No, we're misunderstanding that Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah is not talking about where the schach, you want to put hang something on the schach, and the schach is on the tree. We're talking about a case where the floor of the Sukkah is the tree. Right, you're standing, it's not on the bottom and only the schach is there. Meaning you're using this if it's supported by the tree. So that's where it's a problem. That's using the tree. That's not study Elon, that's Elon. That's why it's usher to go up on the tree on Yantif, because it is tree itself. Kan lamalon, the Mishnah Sukkah is lamalon. Kan atzad, here it's only using stadim, but that's all it would be mutter. And then where it ends off, ha de yalfa min ahi, the ahi yalfa min adan, they each could be, teach us something about the other one. Hadi Alpha Menahi, we learned Sukkah, learned something from Erev Shimha, you say those Yotos Visichachagabayan, Shikshera, Volna Biyantif. If the Schach wasn't directly on the tree, if you had these pegs sticking out of the tree, the pegs are tzadim, and then you put Schach on top of the pegs, that would be okay. That would be okay, because then if you hang something on the Schach, it would only be tzadei, using tzadei, and that's for sure mutter according to this Gemara. Only tzadei ilan would be a problem. Not tzadei. V'ahi yalfa min adah. And the other way also, shemaya nasin be'ibo shel ilan. If you would put the eruv in the mamish, the thick area of the ilan, right on top of the tree, eruvo eruv, because it's only nisid rabbanan to get it, but v'asal tatzlo, you would not be able to take it because that's using the tree itself, not even tzadei. Lomaisa, if you remember, we paskin that even tzadei ilan is usur. Only tzadei ilan is mutter. So if I have a hammock, I want to hang. So if I tie the hammock around the tree, I'm not allowed to lie in that hammock on Shabbos, because the hammock is stud to Elon. If I have a nail in the tree, and I tie the hammock to the nail of the tree, so to tie the hammock to the nail of the tree on Shabbos, even to loop it on, that's usser, because that's using the nail, because which is stud to Elon. But if the hammock is there from before Shabbos, the hammock is now stud-day. It's connected to the nail, which is connected to the tree. So then I'm allowed to go in the hammock on Shabbos, because that's two steps removed. That is what we paskin. Okay, we'll stop here with Erev and Daf Chaf Beis.